Welcome to the Growth Unscripted podcast, where real conversations spark real growth, whether it's personal or professional. We dive deep into stories, tips, and truths that help you use and help you rise to the next level. Today, I have my good friend Diamond, who is a mother, model, and she's also a podcaster herself. Diamond, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the show today, and how are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry. Got a little throat.
It's
got
all
a little
good.
Cough here, trying to get over, but I'm good. Great to be here.
Okay, nice, nice. So, I know I brought up, like, you know, you do podcasting and everything like that. So I just wanted to know, though, between you being a mom, podcasting, modeling, I mean, you wear a lot of hats, right? So, like, I want the audience to figure out, or at least want to realize, like, what caused you to pretty much want to get into podcasting? Like, how do you even manage even all of that?
Well, I first started, it was a journal. Like, I used it as like a personal journal. And I would just go on there and just talk about how I felt and stuff. Cause it was like a very dark time in my life. My mom passed and it was just a lot of things that was going on. So, instead of just sitting around holding it in, I just say, you know what, I'm gonna just go and just talk about it, but keep it to myself. But I ended up doing that. I was under a different name, and then I just recently transformed and revamped my old podcast into the Pixie Podcast. So yeah, just being not an open book, but using it as a diary to just put my emotions in, to clear my head. That's how I got started with the podcast.
Okay, so you kind of created like more of a like an outlet.
An outlet,
pretty much.
Yep, pretty much.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the modeling. So, like, how did you get into that anyway? Like, who introduced you and stuff?
Well, since I was young, I've been modeling since I was young, but it was on and off. But just being in DC, my aunt, she really started it, my mom as well, but my aunt kind of pushed me more into it. And I've just been going back and forth between wanting to do it, not wanting to do it, and not being consistent. And so, I just went straight for it after that. Just having like my aunt push me and my cousin, he modeled as well. So just being around them and just having that motivation and that push. So.
Oh, nice, nice. So then I wanted to ask you, right? So when you focus on creating a safe space for women, right? What inspired that mission in the first place?
Because I feel like, well, at one point, I feel like sometimes women don't have that outlet or that safe space, because my work setting, I would overhear conversations of some women saying, I can't be friends with certain women because of this or because of that. And I'm like, I didn't like how that sounded. So I'm like, okay, you don't want to be in a space where it's just basically gossip. So I'm like, okay, women, we go through things, so you want to be around women where I wanted to open this space, my podcast, to just be vulnerable and be open and not have that judgment and have women feel like, oh, I'm being judged because I'm not married to my child's father, or I have this amount of kids and I don't have a ring and stuff like that. Just not being judged and stuff like that. So
okay,
creating that space for women so they can just be open and not feel ashamed and be comfortable as well.
All right. So on that topic, right? Why is it that you think that some women just, like, there's some women out there who just can't seem to, like, be friendly, you know, towards other women, or feel like they gotta bash other women?
I think some of that comes from either, like, insecure, or a lot of it comes from just how they were raised. A lot of women that bash other women or just, you know, act that certain way, it's around, like, they're around the wrong type of women. And it's just all about how you're raised, how, like, who you're around and stuff like that. You pick up from people you're around. So I think that plays a major part.
I agree. Because that's one, because, like, you know, like, in a perfect world, you know, you would think that you know, everybody, you know, be positive towards each other, to help each other out, stuff like that. But then, though, when you start to really, like, look at it, right, and from a realistic standpoint, like, somebody could be nice, you know, nice and everything to you in front of your face, but then there's
completely different. There's two sides. Yeah, two sides to them.
And it's like, you know, like, you genuinely in your heart just want to help people. You just want, like, you just trying to be supportive because there isn't, I mean, yeah, there's tons and tons of, you know, different spaces where women can, you know, meet up with other women and stuff like that, right? But I think, though, that what it really needs to come down to is that instead of women, really people in general, but instead of us just, like, you know, just bashing each other, because, you know, some people are just a lot of jealousy. Hate, and like they just tend to just pretty much just have carry like that bad energy with them and
put it on to other people as well. And it's like, it's room for all of us to grow. We can love on each other. Just all of that type of stuff. It's kind of like, it's really hard. It's hard to see, especially with like women. Cause it's like, we got to be there for each other. Like we go through a lot, not taking away from men, but everybody in general just go through a lot. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like we need to be together. Like, we need to be one. So creating the Pixie Podcast, literally just, I wanted to create that space. And I saw, like, I see a lot of, what do you call it, events, like women empowerment events. We need that. We need a lot of that because it's so easy to go on the internet and see women just tear each other apart. We see that all the time. It's just straightforward. But recently, I have been seeing a lot of women empowerment events going on. And that's what I want to take on next year as well. I want to start doing those.
Okay.
I think women need it. All of us, to be honest, women and men. But I feel like going towards like my audience, which is women, of course, we need that.
Agreed. Agreed. And yeah, I mean, I know we mean men, too. But
yeah.
For right now, I just wanted to talk about just a women topic for right now.
Right.
Because, you know, it's Pixie Podcast. I want them to get to know who that is.
Yes.
So on the Pixie Podcast, right? What would you say is probably like, has there been like a moment in when you were doing some of your shows that you like talked with certain women and they actually told you like, hey, I took your advice and like this really like changed me or caused me to go like a better route in life?
Oh yeah. Actually, when I first started my podcast and I told my friend about it, I think I came out with just audios because I'm on Apple.
Okay.
So it was a lady that was going through a lot at work. And so my friend sent one of my episodes to her. And I didn't know who this lady was, but she knew who I was. She ran after me and she literally was in tears crying. She was like, I listened to your podcast and you never know what people is going through and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, wow, you listened to it? So then after that, I just kept going more, just, you know, making more episodes. But yeah, I've ran across a few people that had, you know, listened to it and they gained something from it. And it makes me happy to see that because, like, we go through a lot of stuff. And just to hear, like, you know, hear someone giving you that motivation and stuff like that, need it sometimes.
It really like change. It really like puts like a fire under you.
Yeah,
right?
And I was having a bad day that day, and I was like, "Wow!" It just literally turned my day completely around. I was so happy. So yeah.
And you know, and that's like for me, for example, like that's why I wanted to pretty much start my podcast because, just like you said, right? Like there's people out there who's waiting to hear from you. You may not think that, but it could be multiple people probably talk about that same thing, right?
Yep.
But just that for some reason when you say it, it somehow just seems to connect. And I feel like that's on from a deep spiritual level. I feel like that's more of a that energy that you carry within yourself that person just seems to mix with better.
Yeah,
right.
Energy travels. So if you're putting out negativity, of course, you know it comes back to you. You just got to put out positive vibes. That's what I love. I just love putting out positive vibes. And you go through things like stuff that you're going through. You never like you would think like you're going through it by yourself until you hear somebody else like, oh dang, they're going through that too. Let me, you know. It's okay. Like you're going to make it. It's not the end of the world. You're fine. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you need that. I need to hear that sometimes. Sometimes I go and listen to my own. I'm like, I can't believe I'm saying that. Like, you know, I need to, I need to listen to myself sometimes. But
I think we all need sometimes. I do admit that whenever we do talk about these things, mm-hmm. I say that we definitely need to take our own advice.
Yes.
For sure. Because, you know, it could be a person talk about everything that's right, but that doesn't mean nothing. They're not really taking it, you know, their own advice, mm-hmm. you know? And I've always seen, I always tend to, you know, of course, I'm not perfect. There's things I have messed up on. I'll admit that. I'll own up to that. Mm-hmm. Right. But I think that overall that people, that as people, we need to sit down and we need to actually reflect on our actions. Mm-hmm. And just, you know, before you know, if there's certain habits that you have that are bad, maybe you need to talk to yourself in your head first. Yeah. Be like, you know, okay, why is it that I am doing this? What is it that makes me drawn to this, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be, and what I've learned recently is that some people can be drawn to another negative person. They're negative. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's what they call trauma bonding.
Yep.
And also as well, there was actually a thing I looked at yesterday. So dude was talking about how like a woman, right? Mm-hmm. Like, let's say like you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
And like in a relationship, you was this person for so long, right? But within that relationship, there was them talking down on you, them degrading you, them treating you badly. Mm-hmm. But then on the opposite side of things, that woman leaves and everything. And if she gets to another relationship, that person's doing the entire opposite of treating her right and everything. But then for some reason, this seems to feel weird to you. Because mm-hmm. you're not used to it.
Right.
So when you're not used to something, it tends to make you want to run back to that feeling, what you know, because you know
it. Yeah, that's all you know.
Right. And it's like just like living in a box. Like, if mm-hmm. you know within these four corners, that's all you know. When you go out of this box and try to, you know, enjoy something else, experience something else, it's like, hold up, wait.
Like, what is this? Like a foreign object.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I think, and that doesn't tend to mean, like, hey, like, it's bad for you, mm-hmm. but it's just that it's that feeling. And that also stems down to that some people just don't like change.
Yeah.
And that's something that's hard for them to cope with, mm-hmm. right? And I want to segue that into as well to, I want to know your point of view on this, right?
Okay.
So this is a controversial topic right here.
Okay.
So why is it that some women, I always say some, I never tend to say all.
Yeah.
But why is that some women hate it when somebody knows that they're wrong, but they never want to admit that they're wrong? Why is that?
Say that again.
I got you. So why is it that some women never want to acknowledge when they're wrong?
I think it's a pride thing for some women. That's all I can really say. Cause like when you're mature, then you will take accountability. You know, like you'll say like, "Hey, I'm wrong. I did this, and I'm wrong." You can apologize and stuff like that. But I just think it's immature, mm-hmm. for one, and then two is a pride thing. It's a pride thing, to be honest. For some women, that's what I would say.
So within the pride thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Cause some people just gotta be right all the time, and you have those people, and I think it's a ego, pride. That, like, when it's hurt, then of course it makes them, like, you know, want to go harder.
Right.
And say, like, oh, you know, I'm not wrong, or I'm not going to take, you know. But it's a pride thing. It's an ego thing.
Okay. So I would say this, right? Mm-hmm. I agree with you. It is. I would definitely say it is more of a pride thing, ego thing. But at the same time, I would also say that, honestly, it's just that, if you think about it, mm-hmm. right, not everybody, and this, of course, also goes women, too. When growing up as a kid, right, let's be honest, even though as a kid, you know, how many, yes, quite a few kids are probably told no, and no, don't do that and all that stuff. And mm-hmm. then also as well, you know, when it comes to debates and stuff like that, some women tend to talk back and stuff like that, which I think also stems from personally this, that if you grown up, when you're growing up, if you was talking back and stuff a lot, I think that kind of that also comes into play too when you get mm-hmm. older too, where like you hate to be wrong, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all because, you know, like all because it could be something that's very obvious. Like, I have experience of seeing some women, like, it's very obvious that they're wrong, mm-hmm. but they'll never want to admit it. And then when they don't want to admit it, I've seen some tend to get loud. When they get loud, that just means more that I'm proving my point to you. Because why you gotta get loud about it? Why can't we just have a civil conversation?
Embarrassment. Because, like, that's the only thing I could think of. Like, when you're wrong, of course you're not gonna admit to it. So only thing left to do is get loud.
And, yeah, but and, like, why, but what's the point of getting loud though? Because like,
see, I don't do that. I can say like, hey, I'm wrong, and okay, I'm wrong.
Right. It's not like, you know, but, I'm out here on social media like, hey guys, my girl just said she's wrong. Finally, right. Like, it's not like, you know, you out here trying to embarrass.
Embarrassed, but I mean, it's silly. Because I feel like probably because how I was raised, I can say when I'm wrong. But I've been in situations with other women too, and it's like, okay. It's not that serious. Like, if you're wrong, just say that. It's you're not losing anything. You didn't lose a leg. You didn't lose your life.
You're not drowning.
You're not drowning. So what? You know? But it's always that, you know, it's a pride thing.
Why is it that y'all talk with y'all here? Like, do y'all like, yo, well, I gotta do this because you ain't gonna tell me nothing. Like, why is it that y'all bobbing and weaving? Like, you think you're gonna throw a punch or something?
Like, it's a girl thing. You don't understand.
That's a girl. Okay, you're right. It's a girl thing.
It's a girl thing.
I thought it was just another way how y'all just gotta get y'all point across.
Girl, we just dramatic. I know I am. I'm like over the top dramatic. So, I'm gonna be doing like literally everything. Like, that's just my personality too. But I mean, it's a girl thing. We just, you know, the hand move.
My daughter, she's dramatic. She's only four. Yeah. I can only imagine when she starts getting older.
See, yeah. I think it's in our blood from the minute like we're conceived. It's like the sassiness.
So the head bobbing is in the blood too.
Yeah, the sassiness. It's there.
It's meant to be a universal thing.
It is.
It must be a universal thing. That's what it is.
Oh yeah.
So I want to get into then the points of, actually, there actually was one more thing I actually want to bring up too. In terms of the being right and wrong and type of deal, I wanted to say too that all because even though you could be right or you could be wrong, you trying to make it a point to saying that you're right, you trying to make it a point, get your point across, trying to claim that you're right when you know you're not, right? You shouldn't. Like, you got to think about it too. Depending on the deepness and like what the situation is at hand, right? Sometimes I've seen that due to that one factor that causes a lot of relationships to end, or at least we start going towards that downward spiral of like not wanting to acknowledge certain stuff, right?
Yeah,
and that. It may not be. Honestly, at the end of the day, you got to think about it too. Like, is you being right really that matterful though? Like, is that gonna really make or break your relationship? Do you think that?
I feel like off of like whatever's going on, like the situation, I would say, because I've been in situations with men that, you know, can't, you know, say like, oh, I was wrong. They either become avoidant and, you know, run away from apologizing or saying, hey, I was wrong for doing that. You know what I'm saying? But it's a weird thing.
I think at the end of the day, just being part of it.
Yeah.
Being an adult.
Being an adult. And then at the same time, it's like, it depends on the circumstance, like what happened to be right or wrong. Like, if it's just something like, okay, if you put a dish in the sink and you didn't wash it, you're wrong for, you know, not cleaning up after yourself, but or if you take it to like a higher, like go crazy with it, cheating, you know what I'm saying? You can end a relationship for that. But if it's something that you can literally resolve, then no, you shouldn't break up. You should be able to talk about it, come to a resolution and move on.
Right.
It shouldn't cost you your relationship.
And communicating that is very important though.
Yeah.
If you think about it, right, at the end of the day, the foundation of what makes a foundation relationship work is the whole point of communication and also trust, right?
Yep.
And I just learned recently too, that love doesn't necessarily mean, you know, we talk every day and that we, and you know, like I'm just there or like, you know, I'm, you know, getting you food or whatever, right? Yeah. Like, I realized that love is something that's way deeper than that. Yeah. Like, it's not even like, yes, doing the action stuff is nice and matterful.
Yeah.
But what really matters is like those days where like you're stressed out, right?
Sacrifices.
That, making sacrifices, mm-hmm. being able to, you know, like if you're crying, need this for me, you just want me just to hold you.
Yeah.
You know, and like just stuff like that, right? Mm-hmm. Like those are like the real foundation of what really what love is.
Right.
And so.
Not just what that person can do for you.
Correct. And like, cause I can name a lot of things that people can do for other people, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you love them.
You love them, yeah.
Yeah, because, yes, they say actions speak louder than words, but I think, too, that on top of actions speaking louder than words, that is just the point of just being, like, showing up on a more deeper spiritual level for that mm-hmm. person,
yeah.
right? And also, I feel like that in today's society, that some men and also to some women, I think they all forgot what really matters when it comes to being in a relationship.
Oh yeah, that's a real big one. Cause like I remember I was just thinking it not too long ago. I said nowadays relationships is like, it's not the same anymore. Like no one wants a genuine connection. It's all off of, can you buy me a Birkin bag? Can you take me to the Chanel store?
What can you do for me? Can a Birkin bag make you money?
Can you pay my bills? That's literally what goes on. And when you see it on the internet, and I'm not saying for all women, like this is not to like knock women or anything like that. But you see that a lot with Instagram and Facebook and these videos that be pointed out. It's like, oh, what can you do for me? Like, I don't care about how you feel. I don't care how you feel. What can you do for me?
Yeah, but you know,
it's sad.
People now are just so caught up about money now. Like, money is not something that should be that even. Like, before there was money, there was barter and trading. So, mm-hmm. back then, when there was barter and trading, there wasn't no, oh, well, can you go get me 5 goats and a mule?
Right.
Like, can you get me a house? Can you go and pick this corn? Like, no.
The expectations are like literally, it's not reality now. Like,
it's not.
I mean, you got to be making like 6 figures. When you get into a relationship, all your debt got to be gone. You got to have a house. You can't
like, be living
you
with
can't
your parents.
You can't be living with your parents. You can't be doing. Everything has to be perfect nowadays.
Yeah, but
no genuine.
We know that in a perfect world, that's not right.
It's not reality.
And the thing is, even let's just say a woman does get a guy who does make 6 figures, right? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean nothing. Okay, they make all this money, but that doesn't mean nothing if they still over here treating you right, and mm-hmm. then also to beating you and degrading you, and then they also got like 5 other mistresses.
But look, I seen that on what was it? I think it was TikTok. It was a question where it was like they was just asking women and men, and they were saying like, okay, how did it go? Would you take a man or a woman that respects you, love you, cherish you, and stuff like that, or would you go for someone that just give you money, or a guy that's a woman or a guy that just have money? And a lot of the people were saying, I'm gonna go, I don't care about wanting to be treated right and treated with respect. I'm gonna go with this person because of how much money they have.
And see, a lot of people,
all you see now.
Yeah. And honestly, I feel like most of those people just lost their souls. Like, they lost all sense of self.
You can see it in their eyes.
Because you got to think about it too, right? Let's say, for example, right, that there is a whole argument going on outside and then fighting going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of somebody, you know, trying to help them out, like trying to stop to break up the fight, mm-hmm. or let's just say there's something else, because I know some people do sit by, some people are scared and so forth. I get it, because you never know what that person would be
right.
doing.
Yeah.
But I would say then, let's just say there's a child, a lonely child walking the street, right? Mm-hmm. And they're crying and everything. And some people literally will walk past and not stop. And the point of the whole point I'm trying to make, though, is that people in today's society, they do not know their surroundings. They do not care what happens. Yeah. All they care about is, hey, is my bills getting paid? And, hey, am I be able to survive next month? Which I can understand, too, as well, because you're kind of put in a bind now as well. But at the end of the day, a lot of people lost their humanity.
Yeah.
Because
a lot.
Because between you got the whole thing with the whole debate stuff with the mm-hmm. presidents, then you got the whole thing as well with the people who wanted to be transgenders and stuff like that. Like, everybody's worried about all these other things, and they're not even worried about their humanity themselves. Yeah. Like,
right out the window.
Right. And also, us men, we're looked at more so now as just cash cows now. Like you said, right? Like, if we're not be able to provide anything for a woman, right? Then it makes it, then we're less valuable. But then you want us to look at y'all. You want us to make sure that y'all get y'all hairs and stuff, hairs and nails did. Like, y'all, but y'all got a costume on, though. Y'all get a costume on most of the time. Now, am I saying, is it wrong for you to appreciate and love yourself? No. Do what you got to do. If you want to wear different hairstyles, if you want to, you know, wear makeup, fine. That's cool. But at the same time, you know, if we ask for certain things, because we don't really ask for much, right? But like when we ask for just certain little things, it shouldn't be looked at or frowned upon.
I think it should be like a reciprocated energy. To be
honest, I do believe reciprocation should be equal.
I mean, yeah, because like when you're in a relationship, you want both parties to feel wanted, loved. You just want all of that. You know what I'm saying? So when you're in a relationship, you can't just think for yourself. You got to think for both. For yourself and for your partner. You got to make sure your partner is feeling like his best self. You got to make sure your partner is feeling like her best self. You can't just take away. That's why a lot of relationships just go down the drain, because it's like a one view. I'm got to make sure I'm good. I don't care about how you feel or what you look like. It's all about me. And that's not right.
It isn't. I would say there should be a balance too, right? Mm-hmm. So recently, when I went to go do, I actually went to go get a psychic reading, and I remember, and the lady told me that I should, like, they know that I've been mostly putting others before myself, mm-hmm. right? And she said that I need to work on putting myself first before others. And then when I, like, I just pondered on it, like, I thought about it, right? Mm-hmm. On one side, because both sides is not wrong, but is what I think what matters is more so is just the balance behind it, right? So yeah. That doesn't mean that if I put myself first, that I should just forget about my family or mm-hmm. my girlfriend, my daughter, right? It's just a point of like, hey, there's certain actions and things I need to take, because at the end of the day, because of society where we live in, I have to provide. So if I got to provide, then I got to do the necessary steps to get me to that next level so I can provide for my girlfriend and my daughter, right? And that it should be just equal support. Like you said, you do modeling and stuff, right? So, mm-hmm. of course, you'll want your boyfriend to support you in your deeds and your endeavors, mm-hmm. and you also want to do the same thing vice versa.
Right.
And also, of course, I get it. Life happens. A lot of things get in our way and yeah. cause distractions for us. Mm-hmm. So I want to ask you this. What is it? How do you feel about that? Before, like, when y'all in a relationship with just y'all two, right? So mm-hmm. let's say y'all have a kid. So now that y'all have a kid, there is people, there's actually men and women, actually, on both sides, that I have seen, and they talked about this, that a lot of them, like, their relationship tends to kind of, like, go down now because they have a kid. Mm-hmm. And some people feel like that they should put their relationship first before the kid. So how do you feel about that?
I feel like it has to be a balance, to be honest. Like, of course, especially if you want it to work. I mean, it sounds bad, but it's not bad. Like saying I got to put my relationship first before the kid, but of anything.
Right.
But you have to make sure that foundation is right, because you and her the child wouldn't be here if it wasn't for mom and dad. So right. That's a foundation you're building. So if you plan on being together and it leads to marriage, or you plan on going, you know, taking it as far as marriage, you got to make sure that rock is there. You know what I'm saying? Because if that foundation falls apart, that child falls apart. Correct. So of course you have to put, I don't like saying like putting your relationship before your child, but I want to say like, I don't know. It just sounds. Maybe I'm just overthinking it, but
I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, right. It is what it is. But
you're not saying forget the child or anything.
Right.
You're just be saying like, hey.
Yeah, but just saying like that foundation has to be strong, so that child can be strong, so that child could have a mom and a dad, be raised in a two parent household. You know, just making sure that everything is supposed to be what it is. You want to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? Making sure that foundation is healthy.
Yeah, so. And like I said, I think too also is making the effort too in relationship too, right? So like, yes, I get it. Y'all have a kid, you know, and you want to, of course, you know, make sure the kid's needs and everything is met. And I get that. I respect that 1,000,000,000%. But at the same time, that we should also know that, hey, like before there was them, there was us. Mm-hmm. So I think that because of our kid, it gets washed out a little bit. Not saying that that person loves me less or anything. It's just that, you know, long term, that's how some relationships end up being like, well, we lost the spark, or yeah, that we don't have. We don't do anything.
And
right.
That's when you have that. Because I can speak from experience, because you have to make, like, of course you have your village, but sometimes the effort, like you said, effort, it has to be an effort. You can't just settle. Like, I've been in a situation where literally it just settled, like date night stopped. All of this stuff that happened to get us into that, you know, marriage or relationship, just stop, you know, after you have kids. And then you still want that person to show up for you. Mm-hmm. And how am I supposed to show up for you when you're not showing me that I'm loved? You're not telling me that you love me. You're not doing those things. So you have to make sure that effort is still there. That, like, hey, I do care about you. I still want this. I love you. Yes, we had a kid. It takes away from us being schedule those date nights once a month or twice a month, or even if you don't even have to go out sometimes. You can just sit down and
just
watch TV and order some takeout.
Yeah.
And spend that time together. It's the little things that don't even cost a lot.
Right.
It's just like I'm saying, it's just effort. And I think a lot of times people just think too much into it, but it's a small effort. You know, you out, you see something. Oh, he might like those pair of shoes, or that's his favorite snack. Or, oh, she might like those that sweater. Just small, you know, things like that to keep that person like, oh, you know, I still care about them. If you take all that away, then what?
You have nothing.
And that's where a lot of it come from. It just settle like, oh, she's here, he's here. I don't have to do that to keep that person anymore. We've been together for, 10 plus years. I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, but then, you know, but at that point, you're talking about you getting complacent now.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest. With me, I don't like complacency, because especially stuff I want to do and stuff, mm-hmm. and especially if I want to travel the world and stuff, of course, I'm ready to do it with my family, of course.
Yeah.
But, right, like, I got to see the effort. And for all those people out there that's in a relationship and y'all feel like it's getting dull,
yeah,
y'all need to try some things. Be spontaneous, right?
Yes.
You know what? And then for the ones who have kids, when the kids lay down, honestly, actually, y'all do need to schedule. For the people who also say, well, I don't feel like schedule, so I don't think it should be scheduled. Well, here's the thing. And right now you have a kid and y'all got a plan. If you don't plan, you're going to plan to fail.
Yep. Schedule those date nights. You know, go out. You see something that your partner likes, a snack, some gummies, get it. Flowers, a book, some tennis shoes, a nice little shirt. It's effort, small efforts.
The small things, the small things. And also, too, for the women out there, I just want to say this for
here
the fellas.
Here he goes.
I got to support the fellas now. Okay. Listen, okay? I want y'all to know this. If your man likes the nasty, the nasty sloppy toppy, maybe you should look at some videos and practice that. And, you know, get a cucumber or something like that. Get a cucumber.
Not a cucumber.
Yeah, get a cucumber. Get a cucumber, you know, practice
Jesus
it,
Christ.
You know, in the bathroom. Like, if he walks around here, don't worry about it. Say now I'm cleaning the tub, baby. That's all I'm doing, cleaning the tub or something like that.
That's insane.
That's all you got to do, you know, and then good. Surprise him, right? Like, here's the thing, right? For the men, I know there are some men, too, as well, that don't like sex, or at least don't like being physical as much, and then there's women, just vice versa, same thing. But here's the thing, right? If y'all are the type of couple to where one of your partners does like the sexual part of things, then you should definitely make the effort to please them in some type of way.
Especially if you love them.
Yeah.
I mean, we're adults. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, come on.
You got to be spontaneous and surprise them, right? And I know everybody's situations is different and stuff, but at the end of the day, I mean, listen, if y'all plan on being together for a lifetime, then y'all got to keep things spicy.
Yep.
You got to, you know, like maybe, you
Stop
know,
settling.
Right. Stop. Like maybe one day, you know, while she's cooking or something like that, you know, do a quickie on the counter, you know, or maybe instead too. Right. Let's just say she come home from work. Then, you get her favorite Starbucks or something like that, you know, and then same thing, too. women. If your man actually, like, if he plays video games, well, and there's a new video game that's about to come out, he's been talking about it, maybe surprise him with that.
Yeah.
Or play the game with him.
Surprise him, or even, like, just play a couple of, you know, little sets with him.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I will say, though, there's a thing on TikTok, though. It's called Adultinopoly. It's actually pretty cool.
It's a game?
It's a sex Adultinopoly game, yes. Oh, wow. It's like Monopoly, but it's for adults.
Oh, I never heard of that.
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting.
A board game?
It's a board game.
Oh, wow. It's something new every day.
It is. It's very interesting.
Okay.
There was also, too, it's a card game, too, as well. And, like, I think one lady did it something on TikTok, and it was, like, literally, like, the first card. They're like, dang, like, we haven't even started a game. You already asking for us to do this?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But more story, y'all be spontaneous, try different things.
Mm-hmm.
And even though y'all a couple, y'all feel like there's no spark, do something y'all never done before.
Yep.
Get some excitement.
That's how that spark comes back, when you just start thinking of wild stuff to do.
Heart racing.
Yeah, and you act on it. It brings it back.
I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it. Just saying. So, okay. So, I wanted to ask you this, though. How has podcasting shaped your own personal growth, and has it changed you on your approach of life? And even so, how does that engage with your modeling career side by side?
Well, I was a very shy and introverted person. So now it's like I'm a yapper. I'm a professional yapper. I love to talk.
Professional yapper.
And I've just been going out and just doing all types of stuff that I normally don't do. And I'm like, girl, slow down. Like, it just got me into, like, more of a, how do you say it? I'm just more outgoing now. So it just made me more happier. I'm outgoing. I'm not afraid to walk up to people anymore and talk to them. Modeling as far as, like, being in front of a camera. So that got used to it. I mean, it ended quick, the shyness. And even, like, from my peers, they're like, you're getting better. You're getting better with the modeling. You're getting better with the podcast as well, too. Like, it's just crazy. Like, I remember I started doing podcasts. I was booking, like, I think 30 minutes. It went up to an hour now. Like, when I say I'm a professional yapper,
ooh,
I'm a professional yapper now.
She yapped that yep, yo.
Yeah, so I just been talking, and it helps with modeling as well, just being in front of a camera on both ends. Like, of course, like, modeling, taking pictures and stuff like that, but just talking and taking pictures and doing the podcast and all that stuff, it's all wrapped into one, but just a lot of confidence, and the growth is crazy.
I'm proud of you. I'm happy for you for that, because that's what I like to hear. I like hearing when people, like, break out of their shell, and now they starting to realize, oh, wow, all I do is dip my toe in the water, and I can put my whole leg in the water now?
Yes.
Like, now it's endless possibilities of what I can do.
And it only took me a year. Like, November 17th, it would be a year with me doing, like, going back in with the podcast and just doing so well. And it's like, I love it. I love it.
See, I'm glad for that. Yeah. I'm so happy. Everybody out there, do something y'all never done before. Yes. If there's a passion y'all want to get started, just do it.
Just do it, yeah. I tell people all the time. That's, like, a big question, too. It's like, what do you want to tell people that? Do it. There's nothing else to it.
Just Mike, you've been telling y'all for years.
Just do it.
Just do it.
Like, that's what I did. I just went to Walmart, grabbed a tripod, and just started talking. Bought a little mic and just started talking. And ever since then, got a logo, and now I got a podcast and modeling. Just do it.
And you see, all it took you was just you just getting out of your comfort zone.
Yep.
Because here's the thing too, right? If people want to succeed in life, and they, at least for those individuals out there who want to have, like, that nice lifestyle, who wants to go out, travel the world and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You're not going to get that work in your basic day-to-day job all the time.
Yeah.
I'll say use that job to fund your business.
Yep.
But also, of course, I always recommend business funding. But aside from that, though, I definitely would say, though, do what you have to do to succeed, and get yourself in the right rooms. Get a mentor if you need to, where we got to do. But also to stay consistent with it, have an accountability group.
That's definitely consistency. Like, a lot of people like, I don't do it, because, like, I wasn't consistent in the beginning. I was like, kept saying, I don't want to do it anymore. I'm not doing it weeks, every other week. Then I said, you know what? Let me come up with a schedule. Got my little board, wrote it out, wrote down who I want to work with. And just be consistent. I'm telling you, your views, everything, likes, all of that would just go. It would just
Yeah, and all because take off. And most people quit after they do, like, for example, podcasting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people quit after, like, the first 2-3 episodes. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, this ain't going nowhere. Well, you gotta be consistent.
They don't think people looking, but or people watching. Somebody's always watching. Somebody's always watching.
Always
that
watching.
Was that person. I was like, man, nobody's listening to this. Somebody's listening to it. And I'm seeing it, the shares, it be, and the consistency.
Uh-huh.
I'm so big on that. You can't stop. You got to keep going.
It could be a little girl, a little boy yep. who's listening to you. You don't even know. And you yep. don't know. You literally provide an impact in that person's yep. life that could possibly change them. And you know yep. what? For what you might say, it may cause them to end up finding the cure to cancer, even as already
or even when you
out,
walk but. Into places and you, like, it's to the point where you walk in. And I remember I got invited somewhere and I didn't think anybody knew me there. Mm-hmm. Tap on the shoulder. Hey, Dime. I'm like, what? It just makes you feel so happy, like, oh, somebody knows me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing something. I'm out there. Someone knows me by my face. You know what I'm saying? So that makes you feel a whole lot better as well. So consistency is key.
1,000%.
Period.
On God.
Yep.
So looking ahead, what's next for you? Mm-hmm. What big dreams or projects are you excited to bring into life in the near future?
Okay. So, of course, I got the podcast. I'm still doing my interviews. Next year, I want to start doing events. I just stopped doing my interviews this month, but I have one more that I have to do. Shout out to G-Spot. I'm coming for you. But yeah, next year, I want to start doing events to cater to my audience, not just women. I want to start doing like homegirl and homeboy meetups. That's what I call like my audience. I want to start doing meetups. I want to start doing women empowerment events. I'm going to start doing that next year. The same thing with modeling. I'm still a print model for Persuasion Models, but I want to start doing runway. I did New York Fashion Week, but that was the first runway. But I want to start getting into runway modeling.
Okay.
And I'm going to start doing that next year. So just applying to fashion shows. But that's it. Fashion shows and events for the Pixie Podcast next year.
Nice, nice.
And I'm starting
at
the top of the year.
Top of the year.
Top of the year. Yeah.
Not middle of the year. Top of the year. Mm-hmm. Gotta get that ball rolling.
February, March. I'm going to be out there.
Oh, snap.
Yes.
Okay, okay.
I'm so excited.
Also, too, when you get ready to start that... doing the homeboy meetups and stuff like that, mm-hmm. definitely let me know. I would definitely love to come.
Oh, definitely. Yes, yes.
I'll love that. And also, too, for the model runway stuff, too.
And we don't really have a lot of, like, podcast events. I was just talking to someone about that. I'm like, man, we need more of that. Like, just creatives for, like, you know, podcasters and just a room for us to sit in and just be professional yappers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And network and have fun. And, you know, good drinks and good food and just vibe out. We
right.
need that.
And also, if you have something that you've been going on in your life or just something in general you just want to get off your chest,
yeah.
by all means, we'll be down for it, okay?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
We're based out of Richmond, Virginia area, right? Mm-hmm. And also, hey, if y'all want to get on to the show and want to have a good time, I'll make sure to leave my link below. But you could definitely also as well DM me at The Growth Unscripted Podcast, all right? So if y'all want to go on the show, and y'all live in Richmond, Virginia, or even if y'all from D.C. or just want to drive over here, let me know ahead of time. We'll get you set up so that way we can have a conversation. I want to hear your story. I want to know what you have going on in your life and what you want to do to actually get better in life as well. All right. So, Diamond, if they wanted to find you or follow you, how can they do it?
You can follow me on Instagram at the.pixiepodcast. I'm on Spotify and Apple at the Pixie Podcast, YouTube, the Pixie Podcast, and my personal is dime-dash with an underscore on Instagram.
And also as well, if you want to follow as well for the Growth Unscripted Podcast, it will be on Instagram as The Growth Unscripted Podcast. And we also as well on TikTok as Growth Unscripted Podcast as well. All right. So, Diamond, I appreciate you.
Thanks for having me.
It was an amazing conversation.
Awesome. It was awesome.
And without further ado, I'm glad y'all was able to chime in today. If you enjoyed it, make sure to follow the podcast so you don't miss another episode. And without further ado, y'all stay blessed and stay growthed up. Peace.